In one of my professional volunteer roles, I serve on the Public Relations Advisory Council at the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. There are some brilliant PR professionals involved with this group, many of whom lead internal PR departments for very large corporations. Coming from an agency perspective, where I've spent the majority of my career, I'm always eager to learn about the challenges they face and how they succeed in a very corporate environment while still being creative and highly effective. Previously, however, I was never this pumped about hanging out with other PR people. Early in my career, I didn't think it was very important to network with other PR professionals. By the age of 26, I was already running my own company, so why waste time networking with people in my own profession when I should be focusing on securing clients and networking with media? I thought I didn't need to network with other PR people because I didn't need a job, and besides, they may even be my competition. But I was wrong. Before you snub the opportunity to network with other professionals in your own industry, consider what you will learn, not what you will gain from them. There's two benefits I now realize from networking with peers in my profession. First, there's a ton you can learn about how another professional handled a challenge or a crisis that you can adopt into your own professional toolbox. Second, it's very affirming to hear how other successful PR professionals handle issues, questions, clients, customers, employees, management, and media to know if you are out in left field or not with your own professional practices. For example, I recently discovered that the director of PR for Carnival Cruise Lines is having some of the same challenges I'm facing with my clients in securing broadcast media. This insight didn't solve the problem, but it lets me know that I'm not the only one running into it, so it's an industry challenge, not a personal challenge exclusive to my small company. The pitch challenge today? Join a professional society within your own industry so you can begin to network with professionals who face the same obstacles in business as you do. Or set a monthly one-on-one lunch with different professionals within your field and begin to build friendships and relationships this way. There are many business networking groups that have an exclusivity rule, meaning they only allow in one lawyer, one accountant, or one PR firm, for example. They are designed like this so each professional in the networking group can monopolize on securing new clients or sales within that group. But not all professional networking should be focused on sales and marketing. Consider a public relations approach to networking where you are building a network of professionals within your own industry with whom you trust and can call on in a crisis to help you think through a course of action, because at the end of the day, they also do what you do every day, and there is no better advice you can get from someone who really gets you.